This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed suit against the state of Florida. The reason? To stop the state from trying to remove non-citizens from its voter registration rolls. The Justice Department is not opposed to the idea of a voter roll cleanup, but says the way Florida is doing it violates federal law. In response, Florida officials say the federal government is partly to blame for not sharing citizenship data with the state. We're joined now by NPR's Pam Fessler to help sort things out. And Pam, to start, what's the backstory here behind the DOJ suit?
Well, earlier this year, Florida decided that it would compare its voter registration list against state driver's license records to see if there were any non-citizens illegally registered to vote. Officials say they found about 180,000 suspicious names. Local election officials then sent letters out to an initial list of about 2,600 voters, asking them to either verify their citizenship or be removed from the voter rolls. But it quickly became clear that many of these people were, in fact, citizens and that the motor vehicle information was inaccurate. So the Justice Department has said that what Florida has done is in violation of the National Voter Registration Act, which is also known as the Motor Voter Law. And that law prohibits states or local officials from removing voters from the rolls within 90 days of an election. And Florida is holding a primary August 14th.
So what's the response from Florida state officials?
Well, in part, the state's blaming the federal government. It says one of the reasons this is all happening so close to the election is that the state has been asking the Department of Homeland Security since last year to share a database it has of non-citizens, and that DHS has refused. So yesterday, Florida filed a lawsuit against DHS, claiming that the agency's illegally withholding this information. Now, federal officials deny that they're doing anything illegal and say that they've explained repeatedly to Florida that this database really can't be used very effectively to clean voter rolls. They say that unless the state can provide more information about a voter, such as their alien registration number, it's completely ineffective, and the state hasn't done that. That aside, Florida is defending its efforts to clean up the rolls. The Republican Governor Rick Scott says the state has an obligation to protect the integrity of the voting process and to make sure that ineligible voters don't cast ballots. And it said that, in fact, the state's already found 100 non-citizens on the rolls and that they have evidence that about half of them have actually voted.
So, Pam, this looks pretty messy so close to the election. What happens next?
Well, DOJ is asking the court to issue an injunction to stop Florida from pursuing the purge, although local election officials have already refused to send out any more letters to voters because of all these questions that have been raised. And as you're probably well aware, this is really part of a much bigger political battle that's going on around the country over voting laws. Republicans have generally been pushing for more restrictions in the state, saying that they're trying to protect legitimate voters. But Democrats say that it's really just a thinly veiled effort to intimidate voters, such as minorities who are likely to vote Democratic.
NPR's Pam Fessler. Pam, thank you.
Thank you.